Ryan Dempster.
Here's
a 1-1 to Freeman.
Oh, he caught it right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go Cubs!
That was outstanding.
Well, and here come the Cubs. Cubs just defeated the Cubs now in that waiting period, waiting to figure out who they're going to play, waiting to figure out what team they're going to field in particular, who's going to start on night one. It's all a very good problem to have. And you know, Dave Ennett, I mean, you know a lot about sports. You've forgotten more about sports than I'll ever know. But to me, my two teams in this town, both winners. You get your Cubs?
Yep.
You know, because they've renamed the bandwagon after me. You know that. It's the Steve Cochran bandwagon.
Steve Cochran bandwagon.
Yes. And your Blackhawks.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be great if we had not one Canadian, but two Canadians?
That would be great.
I mean, they could both talk baseball and hockey.
Yeah.
Ryan Dempster standing by on the phone, who was so good last week when he was in live, that people are saying you should take over the show, Demps. I don't know if you got that kind of time.
No, you guys are doing a way better job than I could. I had a blast. That was a really fun time, and I enjoyed the interview and Richard Jenkins. That was a blast.
Yeah, well, you were great. And joining us now to talk baseball and hockey, one of your favorite fellow Canadians, Denny Savard.
Oh, hi. Yes, Denny.
Hi, Ryan. Morning. How are you, my friend?
Outstanding. Where are you at these days?
Back in Chicago, waiting for hockey season to start. And obviously, hopefully we could see the Cubs win the whole thing.
How about a Cubs World Series and another cup for the Blackhawks?
Very
that
possible.
Sounds like a great celebration in Chicago, that's for sure.
Now, Savvy, Demps gets a little giddy when he starts talking about his hockey heroes, and I know you're one of them. Were you any good, Demps, on the ice?
No. I started late in life, so I started out kind of like a baby giraffe walking for the first time. And then always enjoyed it. I played more now than I ever played as a kid, so I never really got out there like I wish I could have.
Well, the way you pitch, I don't blame you.
Know what you're good at.
I made the right choice.
All right, we're going to bump back and forth here. Let's start with those Cubs, though, because it's a pertinent story. How tough is it to wait? I mean, they wrapped it up so early. Is it tough to wait?
You know, it is when you get playing good baseball, because then things start firing. You want to make sure that those games and all the things that you're doing mean something. But at the same time, you know, going into the season that it's 162 games to get ready for a postseason, so you have to do that anyways, and you have to go down that road. For those guys, it's about finishing strong throughout the season here and getting ready to go into the playoffs with a challenge ahead of you. And you know, you get some breathers, you get a few days off. Some guys will get an extra day in the rotation, or a guy might get a day off here or there. But it's important. It means, you know, a lot to go out there and prepare ready for the playoffs, and they got to do that.
Well, and it's a luxury too, isn't it, for a team like this that you're give guys rest. You're able to give some guys some work out of the bullpen that might not otherwise get it, and you really have a chance to get your ducks in order for the playoffs.
Yeah, no, you do, and it's a challenge in itself to make sure that you get enough rest, but not too much. It's obviously baseball is such a timing game that you want to make sure as hitters you have that timing down, as pitchers that your stuff is crisp, but you definitely reap the rewards of feeling really good once you go into the playoffs, because you are going to get rest when you need it. A guy who might be hurting a little bit, is banged up a little bit, or feeling fatigued, you can get a few days here to get a little better.
Plus, you need that time to recover from that celebration last Friday. Where were you when all that was going on?
He's at Benny's, reloading.
Yeah, it was just sitting there around trying to get as much splashed on me from the outskirts as possible. You know, I, it's fun. I've been in those celebrations as a player, and then when you get the chance to watch these guys crack open the champagne and have that first sip and pour it on somebody that they've worked so hard to get there with. But those guys aren't content with just one of those. They want a few more of those celebrations. And Benny's does too, so they make sure they have plenty of champagne ready for them to come pick up.
Sandberg, say hi to Demps.
Hey, Ryan. I had a question. When you're waiting, I know you're getting this more rest, but are you still trying to play your very best, or are you trying to hold back a little bit and conserve it for the postseason?
No, well, we still got a chance to lock up best record in baseball. So you want to accomplish that. If there's a Game 7 in that NLCS, you want it to be at home. And so those guys are going to go out there and play all the way through. There's things that matter. Listen, the end goal is to win a World Series and to get to the playoffs, you know, and they've accomplished step one, and that's win their division. Now there's a few more steps along the way, but also, too, you put a lot of hard work in during an offseason to go out there and, you know, it's not about personal stats, but it's about finishing strong. And, you know, there's guys out there who have a chance to win an MVP or guys that have a chance to win a Cy Young, so you want to finish as strong as possible. When you go into October, you want to be feared. If you're a hitter, you want guys afraid to face you when you step in the box, and if you're a pitcher, you don't want guys to feel uncomfortable when they're out there facing you. So, and the best way to do that is stay sharp, stay fresh and ready to go, because the teams that are, you know, not just the best, it's great, you won your division, but it's about who plays best in October, and now it's getting ready. You're training for that prize fight that's coming up, and I think you do continue to play your best baseball, and that's the only way we know how to do it, and those guys in there, that's the only way they know how to do it.
Damps are only a couple days away from Blackhawks training camp open, and the regular season, it's just two or three weeks away. You must have a hockey question for the Blackhawks or for the league for Savvy.
Yeah, Savvy, I'm just curious your, kind of take on the whole World Cup of Hockey and being right before a season starts when, you know, it's, being healthy is the most important thing going into the season, and seeing these guys go out there and play in this tournament. It's not mid-season, it's before the season, and how you feel about all that.
That's a good question. I don't like it. I don't like it a bit.
Well, it's a great promotion for the NHL, one. Two, I think, I've been watching the World Cup the whole time here, and it's been good hockey. A short tournament like this, sometimes, the best team might not win. You're going to be in a game sometimes, especially coming up the Final Four here, where a goaltender was going to be able to steal a game and win a game and eliminate you. So, but it is a good tournament. I don't know if you guys watched Team America.
Yeah.
The overtime. The 3-on-3 was just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of the one in game that was at Pittsburgh with the team last year when we played Pittsburgh and Panarin scored a game winner.
Right.
It was one of those overtime games.
Well, what about the timing? Because, I think this is where Demps was going too. Thankfully nobody's been hurt yet, but it'd be awful to go into a season with somebody that got dinged up playing World Cup hockey.
Yeah, and it's intense, even though the guys have been on the ice not too long here, but they prepared for it all summer long. They knew this was coming, so at the end of the day, you're representing your country. I think it's a great thing, so I think the players are really up for it. As we saw, the game so far has been intense, and we'll see what happens down the road here, but I know Canada's probably going to end up playing neither the Russian, looks like, if they win today in the semifinals, so that'd be a heck of a game to watch, and unfortunately for U.S., they've lost a game one against Europe and lost against Canada.
Oh, here you're kidding. You Canadians love it when we lose. One thing before we let you go, Demps, and Savvy, I think you know this. Demps is a very funny guy, and he's one of the funniest players in baseball. He didn't just hot-foot a guy. He'd hot-foot the owner. He'd hot-foot the owner's family. So he'd do all of that. Who's the funniest hockey player you ever played with? Was there a guy that was like, the practical joker in the dressing room?
Well, good question. I'm trying to think who that would be. There'd be plenty of guys that played pranks on players.
All right. Well, you think about it during the break. But yeah. We'll expect an answer when you come back, and there will be points awarded. All right, Dabs, have a great weekend, and we will connect with you next week as we get ever closer to not just home field, but to get ever closer to the beginning of the playoffs and the beginning of the run.
Absolutely, guys. Always a pleasure. Savvy, good to talk with you, man.
Same here, Dabs. Take care. Good luck.
That was cool, like hearing the two Canadians say goodbye. That was Canadian. Yeah. They were talking. Oh, did you hear that? Yeah. That was actually Canadian.
I didn't understand all of it.
They were talking like in Canadian.
Dempster's accent came back. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
We didn't even use A,
hey. No, you got an A-der from him. A-der, Savvy.
The Steve Cochran Show.
Here comes Gwen Anderson. His pass knocked down by Savard. Skates through center, ragging the puck. Savard still has it around Tikkanen.
It's almost hockey, baby. Sing along.
The Lightning Blackhawks. Take the attack, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high.
from your Chicago Blackhawks. Any Hawks fans in the house? You betcha. Good to see you, buddy. That goal we just played, do you remember your goals? Like, when you hear a play-by-play of a goal, do you go back to that point?
I do remember, and I always tell a story, or a quick one here, because I know we've got other people.
We got time for you.
Yeah, but so Wayne Gretzky, it was a power play.
I'm sorry, who?
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yes,
that
yes,
guy,
Gretzky,
you know?
yeah.
So he was on the ice, but he always goes back to the story when I tell the story that he wasn't on the ice. Yes, I said, Gretzky, it was a power play. It was a short-ended goal. And I said, I kind of went through the neutral zone and went through a couple guys. He says, yeah, but he says, you know, I was at the far blue line. I agree. He said, I was at the far blue line waiting for you to turn it over. I was cherry picking, so I'd go on in a breakaway. Wouldn't give me credit for it, you know?
He's on the other end of the ice hoping you drop the puck.
Exactly.
Was he fun to play against?
No, not at all.
Because you knew how good he was.
Yeah. He was one of those players in our days, obviously. You know, talk about killer instinct, and when it was time to put teams away, he was the guy that really did it to you. You know, we've had opportunities.
But he wasn't a hitter. He was a guy that just – was he the smartest guy to ever play? Because it seems like he knew exactly where to be on the ice at all times.
Yeah, great vision. You know, I mean, you look at our guy here, Patrick Kane, the way he plays and the plays that he makes, and sometimes you're stunned about the decisions he makes because how did he see this guy coming late or how did he see this play coming up? And, you know, a bit similar to Gretz, you know, and Gretz was in his days was the best in the business, and you know, Kaner right now is the best in the business, no question.
What about Taser? Aside from being a great captain and a great leader, how good is he?
Well, yesterday, if people watched the game, you know, that goal, the first goal he scored, most players, when the puck was dumped around the boards, most players would have gone around the net and maybe back to the front. He decided to stop on the short side of the net, the weak side of the net, and came back to the front, was able to tip it in.
Right.
If he wouldn't have done that, you know, I don't think the goal would have been scored. And every time we talked about players, you know, I always try to go in straight lines and make sure you stop in your own end, especially, and even when you're near the net, instead of go take that extra little circle around, stop and get to the front because you never know what could happen. And again, you know, it was a huge goal for Canada.
Yeah, pucks on net, right? Pucks on net.
Pucks on net, and he got there before the goalie.
Dave, say hi to Savvy.
You know, Savvy, you know, you mentioned Team USA. They've been really fun to watch. I mean, you have these kids 23 and under from Canada and from the United States. Team USA is taking a lot of heat for their performance at the World Cup, and people are saying, well, they need to go in a different direction. Is it just a cyclical thing where, okay, they've had their moments where they've beaten Canada, but now it's swung the other way. Do they need to totally scrap it and start over?
I think they're going to look back at this, and you know, honestly, I don't think that they had the best team on the ice they could have had, you know, for this particular short-term tournament.
Phil Kessel apparently thought so, too.
Yeah, I saw that. But, you know, when you go in a 4-7 series, you could wear a team down, but in a one game, I don't think you could do that. And I think, you know, if they look back at what the choice that they made in the roster, I think they go back and say, you know, maybe we would have got, you know, we should have got this guy, this guy, and this guy. You know, when you watch the game the other night, you know, you could tell that the speed of Team Canada was way superior than Team USA on that particular night. And, but, you know, again, Team USA took the lead 1-0. If they would have got a chance to get the 2-0, who knows what kind of game would have been. So, you know, it's easy to say after, when it's all said and done, how the game came and finally, the way Canada played Team USA. But you got to give Canada a lot of credit. They're a good team. I mean, you watch the top four lines. You even watch the fourth line of Canada.
It's almost like you guys invented it. It's almost like you guys play a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, I did for sure.
Yeah. Artemi Panarin comes back for his second year. Is there a sophomore slump in hockey? Because a guy who had a rookie year, and I know he's an older rookie, but a guy who had a rookie year like he did, how does he follow that?
Well, you play with Kane and Anisimov. I think it's pretty much, you know, what's going to happen this year. They're going to be able to connect again together, there's no question. Yeah, it could happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. The fact that he's very, very talented and he's playing with two great players.
And he works hard, right?
Well, he works hard. He competes. I mean, you saw even in this World Cup here, he's played well. You know, we'll watch a game this afternoon here and against the Finns, I think they're playing. So it should be an interesting game there. I mean, Russia needs to win to continue on, and the Finns are obviously out, so should be Russian should win. I like to see that because I think it's going to they're going to play Team Canada. It'll be a great game to
It'll
watch.
Be a great final. Stan Bowman every year has to put together a team under the salary cap in the NHL. It seems like it gets tougher every year. Camp starts on Saturday. We're going to see a bunch of kids whose dream is to get where you got, to make it and prove themselves. Is there a breakout that you've heard about, somebody you're going to be watching for? A
couple of them. I think this camp is going to, you know, there's a kid, Forsling, you know, that played in Europe last year as a defenseman. They tell me that in Travis City was the MVP of the tournament. Good young defenseman that we traded for Clendenning, I think 2 years ago to Vancouver, so that was a great trade. We got a kid, Mott, that's like hard. I think he finished third in college scoring last year that has got block shots. He's a good two-way player. And obviously Schmaltz, that we signed this summer, that's been has had a pretty good camp. So, you know, we can't forget some of the kids, Ryan Hartman from Chicago kid that's been in our minor league system for a while now. And obviously Vinny Nestroza also that's a good player. So those are some jobs that are open, and there might be some, you know, room that some of those guys will might make the team and make a tougher decision for Stan. I mean, he's done a great job for the team to continue to be a contender every year by losing, you know, 11 players the first cup, and 9 players the second cup, and I think 6 after the third cup. So, yeah, we'll be right there again. There's no question.
I know we're out of time, but one quick one for
Dave.
Yeah,
what impact do you think Brian Campbell's going to have?
Oh, great question, and he will be an impact. Just the fact that, you know, we need a top 4 guys. We need 4 defensemen to compete in this league, and we got that.
And how is he still as fast as he was when he left here? I told him when I saw him, I go, you're an old man now. How are you still as fast?
Great shape. He's working out like, you know, like a young kid, and that's what kept Soupy around the league for a long time and played the level that he has. So
he looks great.
Yeah, he's excited to be here, and, you know, obviously this is going to be home for him, so it was a good deal for both the Hawks and himself.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun season. Can't wait to get it cranked up. Saturday morning, Lou Manfredini live. Camp underway as soon as tomorrow, right?
Doesn't tomorrow,
camp
open tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow.
And Forsling, Mott, Smaltz, and Reinhardt. Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, it'd be good. Hopefully, you know, these guys could, you know, make the team and make some tougher decisions for manager, which they like to do. It's not a problem. They like that.
I know you have a hard day ahead to play golf with some friends and watch World Cup hockey. Don't pull a muscle.
No, I won't.
You'll be all right?
Yeah, I'll try to shoot your score today, like 74.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, the problem you and I always have is, am I a week older than you? Is that what we figured out? And yet I look 10 years older. What happened to me?
We're speed limit, remember?
Oh, that's it, 55, baby. 55. Great seeing you, Savvy. All the best. And all these people here love you. So
thank
I'm
you
sure
for
that
having me.